Oh my goodness, it is 9:08 and it's time for Center Stage. My goodness, I miss you when I'm not here at 7 o'clock, but being here with you even starting at 9:08 is just fine. How are you? I hope you are all doing well. This is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And we've got a great show lined up for you, so let's jump right into it. Of course, our guest, Aaron Lavelle, is joining us first. He is the artistic director of something that I've never heard of before. It's called Art Shanty Projects, artsshantyproject.org. And I'm learning a little bit about this. I've never heard of it. Welcome, Aaron. Aaron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can finally hear you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I have never heard of you guys, and I'm really excited. There was so much information to go through, and I was like, why didn't I know about this? So tell me, I understand that you guys get a ton of people that come to this big event every year.
Yeah, we do. You know, we started from really humble beginnings way back in 2004 with just a pair of artists making a shanty on a lake and making art in it. And fast forward, we get like 28,000 people to celebrate winter and joy and be on a frozen lake with us.
You know, joy is part of my name. Not really, but I feel like it is. So to hear you say that, I mean, it's amazing. I started looking at 2020 and 2022 to see what it was like. It's amazing. How many artists are preparing for this right now?
Well, we've got 18 shanty groups and 22 performance groups, but each one of those is a team. You know, they're collaborating on something. So it's kind of hard to track, but it's probably over 200 artists putting this together.
So how many did you say? Did you say 200?
Yeah, roughly.
When do you sleep, Aaron? When do you sleep?
You know, I'm a bit of a night owl, so here we are.
Right. Well, it's incredible. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is a lot to put together, but it is, like, the word joy just keeps coming back. It is a community event. It's people powered. It's made by people for people. So I'm happy to introduce it to you and to your listeners.
Well, I tell you, as I was trying to figure it all out, I was so excited to hear about the type of shanties there will be this year. There are performers that ice skate. There are performers that dance. I mean, you have a little bit of everything for everyone. Are you the one in charge that decides what comes through this year, what will actually happen?
Yeah, I'm the artistic director, so it's all part of the work I do. But we do assemble a panel of jurors every year, and it's different people every year. So folks have to submit proposals for their, you know, the winter project of their dreams. And then I work with jurors to read them and decide what gets to happen.
Oh, my goodness. You are definitely the one in charge. Okay, so James Ori, let me get this right. Ori Ona is joining us as well, and also Nick Knutson. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
All right, James, let's start with you. I was just talking to Aaron, and of course, I'm really fascinated by what you guys do. And there's so many unusual names of everything that you do. I know one part of the event this year is ice cold jazz. So there's ice period, cold period, jazz period. And I loved it. As soon as I started looking it up, who's in charge of that one?
I am not part. Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
That's American Ice Theater. That's the ice skating group. They were with us last year and applied again. But our pal James with us is doing the Froga project, which is frozen yoga.
Frozen yoga. Let me just take that in, Aaron, for a minute. Okay, James, how in the world do you do frozen yoga? How do you do that?
Well, I am an avid winter lover. I wear shorts year-round, so it starts there by getting my body prepared to be out on the lake and hold yoga. But for folks who join, folks can dress however they see fit, and pants is probably preferred, with snow boots and a snow pants and a nice warm coat. We have mats out there, and I lead you through yoga. What makes this a little bit special is not only are you led through yoga, but there's also a social justice component to it, related to environmental justice and racial justice that we bring in. So not only are you getting yoga, the physical part, but getting more of what the true essence of yoga is, which is more than just the physical practice. So you get to move, get warm a little bit, and then you get to connect with the folks around you and take a little something home with you, something that you may have not have known, or you were able to meet someone who you have never met before. So building community.
That is really cool. I want you to know that I am a big, beautiful black woman, and I tried to get myself some yoga one time. I twisted myself so bad I could barely hop out of the place. So I just need you to know, when you are on ice, that's a whole nother ball game, right?
It is a whole nother ball game, but at the same time, you have your shoes on. You can use the mat. I think you can use the mat, but I prefer probably not to use the mat, because using what you have, what the creator gave us, is just good enough, and that will keep you stable. So you don't have to worry about slipping or falling. You just move to your body's content, and if your body says no, you don't go.
Okay, good enough. Let's go over to Nick Knutson. He's a shanty artist with Boombox and Boombox shaped shanty featuring live bands and DJs. Welcome, Nick. And by the way, the shanties are so fantastic from 2020 and 2022. I can't wait to see what you're going to do for 2023.
Yeah, thank you. This is my third year doing a shanty, and it is also, again, in the theme of being a music venue shanty in the village. The first year I was running kind of a nightclub situation with a light up dance floor. The following year we didn't do anything, but 2022 we did the Rock Box, which was kind of a smaller version of what we're doing this year, where we have bands come out on the ice with all their gear, well, as much as they can fit inside the shanty, and perform a show for the people on the ice. Yeah, that's kind of what we're about.
I think it's awesome. And by the way, I looked up the word shanty to make sure that I understood how this is being used in the name or title of this website. And it says a shanty is a small, crudely built shack, a small house usually made from pieces of wood, metal, or cardboard in which poor people live, especially on the edge of the city. Why this particular name, Aaron? Why? Tell me why it's
great. That is a great question. You know, we really borrow from ice fishing culture. And so a lot of folks out on the frozen lake that are fishing call their shacks ice shanties. And, you know, the real traditional ones are crudely made out of materials that are easy to get. Some people do sleep in them in a really interesting environment. I've done it once myself. I haven't done it again. But, you know, we're playing off that ice fishing culture and a shanty without the fishing part. Nobody's out there fishing. But making these temporary structures to exist in a new context and environment together.
Okay, so Nick, what happens to the shanty after this event is over?
Sometimes I like to see if anyone wants to take the shanty home with them. We did have a short stay at Springboard for the Arts in St. Paul. But after that, it went back to my studio, for the rest of the year, which was fine because I needed to use it again and actually built onto it, further to make it bigger.
Well, I just think it's amazing what you guys are doing.
Yeah, thank you. We like to, reuse materials, within the shanty community. It's an important part of the project.
Yeah, there's a lot of material trading going on, you know, passing of pieces over the years.
And of course, the Ice Garden, I think it's called, it's just amazing. And all of this is happening where and when?
It's on Badai Uma, which is also known as Lake Harriet in South Minneapolis, January 21st through February 12th. We're open only during daytime hours from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the weekends.
On the ice.
Yeah, on the ice.
On the ice.
On the lake. Yeah.
God bless you. You still have your toes?
Yes.
Just thought I'd ask. And I love that you guys put a lot of what happens during the year online so that we can also look and see what the shanties look like and what the artists are doing is really quite remarkable. I've never heard of it before. I can't promise you I will come, but I promise you I will absolutely look back to see all that you presented this year. So again, give us the dates, give us the time, and give us where to go. So where is it?
Yeah, it's on Bidet Umah Lake Harriet in South Minneapolis, January 21st through February 12th. Only on the weekends, though, Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 4. You can stop by and look around when we're not open, but sort of the unique aspect is everything's interactive. So when we're open, you get to be creative and make art alongside folks.
And will it be easy for people to find you on the ice at Lake Harriet?
Yeah, if you know where the band shell is, that will orient you. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Erin, James, and Nick, thank you so much for joining me tonight. This is unusual. I will learn more about who you are and what you are doing. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Jalen.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, you guys.